Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Pauline. What are you doing this week?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is places.
Today's title is Going to a Beauty Salon. Going to a beauty salon. Peter, do you think I need a haircut?
Well, no, I don't think so. Your hair looks very nice.
Thank you. That is always the right answer. Okay, friends, let's get started with our Read It. Peter will help.
Do you need a haircut? You can go to a beauty salon. A hairstylist can cut your hair, or he or she can trim it. A stylist can change your hairstyle too. Maybe you have straight hair. Do you want curly hair? A stylist can help you. What kind of hairstyle do you want? A hairstylist can suggest one. Or you can choose one from a book of hairstyles.
So we will be talking about the hair salon today. And sorry, Peter, but I have to say, maybe you should think about getting a haircut.
What are you talking about? I thought my hair looked pretty good, and I just got a haircut last week.
Oh, well, then maybe you should think about seeing a different hairstylist. Anyways, friends, it's time to learn our key words with Christina. Here she is now.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是美发沙龙。 Alex 想要去理发。 He wants a haircut. 名词 haircut 就是剪头发或理发。帮我们理发或是设计发型的人就是 hairstylist. You can go to a hairstylist for a haircut. 你可以找发型设计师帮你剪头发。剪头发的剪就是动词 cut. A hairstylist can cut your hair. 有的人不希望头发剪太短，只想要修一下就好。 They just want to trim their hair. 动词 trim 就是修剪的意思。 Taylor 觉得 Alex 头发直直的很好看。 You look good in straight hair. 形容词 straight 就是直的。不过 Alex 他说不一定想弄一头卷发。Maybe he wants curly hair. 形容词 curly 就是卷的。
Taylor, do I need a haircut?
I don't think so, Alex. Your hair isn't too long.
Well, do you like my hairstyle?
Sure, it's fine. You look good in straight hair.
Thanks, but I'm tired of it. I want a new hairstyle.
Go to a beauty salon. A hairstylist can help you.
So, Peter, we were kind of joking around about haircuts, but Alex starts this conversation with the same question. Do I need a haircut? Peter, how often do you get a haircut?
Well, usually I will get a haircut maybe once every other month. It's not too often. Just when the hair gets very long, then I want to get a trim.
Well, the word haircut actually has two words in it. We all know what hair is. My hair is long and blonde. Peter's hair is short and dark. What is your hair like?
Well, my hair is a little curly, and Pauline's hair is straight. Hey, Pauline, you look good in straight hair.
Aw, thanks, Peter. When I was little, I always wanted curly hair, but now I like my straight hair. Do you know who else looks good in straight hair? Christina. She can tell us more about this phrase.
Taylor 觉得 Alex 直头发挺好看的，挺适合的。 You look good in straight hair. 当你想要称赞某人的外表或者是衣着打扮的时候，就可以用 you look good in 什么来表达。比如说， She looks so good in that dress. 她穿那件洋装真好看。或者 You look good in this jacket. 你穿这件夹克很好看。请注意它的介系词是用 in, 另外还有用 on。句型就是 something looks good on someone。比如 the hat looks great on you, 那顶帽子你戴起来真好看。或者 the new hair looks really good on you, 你的新发型真的很好看。
Thanks, Christina. The other word in haircut is the word cut. We use scissors to cut things. Is it too long? Cut it to make it shorter. Use scissors to cut the paper.
So what does Taylor think about Alex's hair? Should he get a haircut?
Taylor doesn't think so. I like how she doesn't just say no. She says, I don't think so.That's a polite way of saying it. She thinks that Alex's hair isn't too long.
So what's the difference between long and too long?
Long is okay. It just describes it. Too long means that it's longer than it should be.
Well, is my hair too short?
No, your hair isn't too short.
Oh, then is it too long? Oh, no, I should get a haircut.
No, Peter, your hair is fine. It looks good. It is not too long and it is not too short. I like your hairstyle.
Thanks, Pauline. Well, I like your hairstyle, too. Well, let's talk about the word style for a moment.We all have our own style, right?
That's right. We can talk about the clothes we wear. We wear different colors and types of clothes. That's part of our style and our hair, too.
Yeah, it's how you look. Do you like your style?
But what if you are tired of your hairstyle? What if you want a new hairstyle?
Well, go to a beauty salon. A hairstylist can help you.Let's talk about a beauty salon. Have you ever gone to one before?
Sure. A salon or a hair salon or a beauty salon, they're all the same thing. It's just a place you go to get your hair cut or do different things with your hair. And yeah, I've been to one a few times.
Right. And then we learn this word, hairstylist. The hairstylist will take care of your hair. What do you want your hair to look like?The hairstylist can help you.
And of course, a hairstylist is the person who is helping you with your hair. Well, we're learning a lot of great new words today, but we do need to take a quick break. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about going to the hair salon and getting our hair done by a stylist. But I was thinking, there's another word for a person who does your hair, a barber. What's the difference?
Well, I usually go to a barber. I guess men usually go to barbers more often. They just cut your hair. They might not style it or dye it or do lots of crazy things to your hair.So that's why I go there.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Let's keep learning together now with our next conversation.
Do you know a good hairstylist?
Yes! Sherry at Studio 102 is good. I usually go to her for a haircut.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. She can cut your hair, or she can just trim it.
Let's look at hairstyles online. Maybe I want a curly hairstyle.
Okay, choose some styles. Then you can ask the hairstylist about them.
So our two friends are talking about their hair.
Yes, the haircuts, hairstyles, and hairstylists. But...Why is Alex talking so much about hair?
Well, first, he asked Taylor if she thought he needed a haircut. but she didn't think so. But Alex still wants to change his hairstyle. He can go to a hairstylist. They can help him change his hairstyle.
So he asks, "Do you know a good hairstylist?" When you want to know where to go, this is a good question. Do you know a good doctor? I'm sick. Or do you know a good mechanic? My car is broken.
Taylor does know a good stylist. Sherry at Studio 102 is good. She usually goes for her haircut there.
Studio 102 is the name of the beauty salon, and Sherry is the name of the hairstylist. She likes her, so she usually goes to get her haircut there.
And we usually go to Rebecca when there is a good sentence to practice. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I am so glad that you could join me for today's Use It. If you want to tell someone that you go to a particular place to get something very specific, you can use today's Use It tip. For example, I usually go to McDonald's for hamburgers, or I usually go to the library for books. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I usually go to the grocery store twice a week.
I usually get my hair cut once a month.
So we learn about what Sherry can do. She can cut your hair, or she can just trim it.
Okay, so we see two different words here, cut and trim. And to be honest, they mean very similar things. Trim, when I think of the word trim, it's just cut a little bit. So maybe you won't get your hair cut very, very short. That would just be a trim.
I usually get my hair trimmed. Well, this hairstylist sounds great. Let's learn more about the word hairstylist, though. We can go to our specialist, Christina.
Alex 问 Taylor 有没有认识好的发型设计师。Do you know a good hairstylist? 发型设计师这个字真的好长。但是如果你知道该怎么把它拆开来看，就会很容易记哦。首先 ,hair 是头发 ,style 是风格或者设计款式。所以两个字合起来就是 hairstyle, 发型。而字尾的 IST 通常指的是从事某项工作的人。所以 hair 加上 style 再加上 IST 就是 hairstylist, 发型设计师或者美发师了。我们来看看 IST 做字尾还有哪些字，像是牙医 dentist, 科学家 scientist, 艺术家 artist, 钢琴家 pianist, 这些都是以 IST 做结尾的字，指从事某种工作的人。
Thanks, Christina. So yes, there are words that end in IST.Ist, like artist. But sometimes we use er, like painter or teacher. It will take some time to learn a few words like these.
Alex is getting excited about his new hairstyle. He says, let's look at hairstyles online. Maybe Alex can get a curly hairstyle.
Oh, well,If he wants curly hair, he should just come to me. I can help him with that. I can cut his hair.
I can cut his hair.
No, I can cut his hair.
Well, maybe a hairstylist should cut his hair. We might make a mistake.
No, I can cut his hair. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I can cut your hair.
I can cut your hair.我可以帮你剪头发。
I'm going to get a haircut.
I can cut your hair.
My hair is too long.
I can cut your hair.
I want it cut short.
I can cut your hair.
But can you do a good job?
Sure. I cut my dog's hair. She looks great.
I can cut your hair.
I can cut your hair. 我可以帮你剪头发。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Okay, so Alex and Taylor can look online for hairstyles.
Then when they look online, they can choose some styles.
Right, when Alex goes to the hairstylist, then he can ask them what they think. Would you be nervous?
Yes, of course. If I changed my hairstyle, I would be very nervous. I will have that hairstyle for a little bit.
That's true. Well, don't be nervous about this, friends. We're going to review. No pressure.
Here's the first keyword from today. Haircut. Haircut. I need a haircut.
Hairstylist. Hairstylist. The hairstylist cut Ben's hair.
Cut. Cut. Please cut Al's hair. It's too long.
Trim. Trim. Trim my hair just a little.
Straight. Straight. Agnes has long straight hair.
Curly. Curly. Anna has short, curly hair. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our conversations one more time together.
Taylor, do I need a haircut?
I don't think so, Alex. Your hair isn't too long.
Well, do you like my hairstyle?
Sure, it's fine. You look good in straight hair.
Thanks, but I'm tired of it. I want a new hairstyle.
Go to a beauty salon. A hairstylist can help you.
Do you know a good hairstylist?
Yes! Sherry at Studio 102 is good. I usually go to her for a haircut.
Okay, thanks.
Sure, she can cut your hair, or she can just trim it.
Let's look at hairstyles online. Maybe I want a curly hairstyle.
Okay, choose some styles. Then you can ask the hairstylist about them.
Well, there's a lot of pressure for being beautiful. I meet so many students that don't think they are beautiful. I want to change that. It is just not true.
Especially for girls, we feel a lot of pressure to be perfect and to look like the girls that we see in ads and in movies.
As a guy, I want to encourage you. You are beautiful. And I have a challenge for you this week. Okay, so day one, write encouragement to yourself.
Day two, laugh out loud. We are beautiful when we laugh.
Yes. Oh, and this will help. Day three, just dance.
Day four, share some love with other people. And day five, try to be honest, be real.
Okay. Then day six and seven, do something new and fun. Then help someone else. Well, make sure to think about that. Now let's move on to Jungle Chit Chat.
Look, James, look at me.
Okay, I'm looking.
What do you see?
A very hairy monkey?
Yes, I need a haircut.
You're right. Let me cut your hair.
Ah, no, no, no. I want to go to the beauty salon.
Beauty salon?
Yes, a hairstylist can cut my hair.
Ginger, so can I.
But the hairstylist can make my hair straight.
Ginger, your hair is already straight.
Or make it curly.
Curly hair is a bad idea.
Then what do you suggest?
I suggest you let me cut your hair.
Oh, but James!
Okay, friends, it's Monday, so it's time to answer some questions. First question, who does Taylor go to for a haircut? Who does Taylor go to for a haircut?
You can find the answer in conversation B. She goes to Sherry at Studio 102. Here's question number two. Do you like your hairstyle? Why or why not? Do you like your hairstyle? Why or why not? Now let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I like my hairstyle? Of course I do. I just got a haircut yesterday. I spent so much time looking at magazines to pick just the right hairstyle so that everyone else will like my hairstyle too. And I spent a long time getting my hair cut, getting things in my hair to have it look just right. And now when I wake up, I have to spend time getting my hairstyle right too, so I like it every day.
Do I like my hairstyle? Well, I guess I've never really thought about it. I go to the barber, and this is what he does. I do like it because it's convenient, it's low maintenance, and it's very easy to wash. So when I get up in the morning and I get ready for work, I just roll out of bed and I'm ready to go. So I guess I do like my hairstyle.
Do I like my hairstyle? Of course! I like it a lot. Why? It's short and straight and easy to take care of. I've tried other styles. I've had curly hair before, and it looks okay, but it's not easy to care for. And sometimes the stylist doesn't do a good job, and it's terrible. Short and straight is great for me. I hope you like it.
Do I like my hairstyle? Well, sure, if I didn't like it, I would change it. But I know a lot of people don't like to have long hair. They think it's hard to take care of. But I think it's easy. When it's hot outside or if I don't want my hair in my face, I can just put it in a ponytail or a braid. It's easy.
Well, friends, we think you're all beautiful. I hope you do, too. I hope you feel good about yourself and that you're enjoying learning English with us. Come back tomorrow to learn some more right here at
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.